Blog Talk Radio.
Kind of like what I love to hear, because when I hear that startup music, it tells me one thing. It tells me that my show has gone live and you are with Charmaine on the Charmaine Show on Blog Talk Radio. So I just want to say a huge welcome and thank you for joining us today on today's show. Today's show promises to be a really lively discussion, but you say, Charmaine, how can you have a lively discussion when you're about to talk about loneliness and depression during the holiday season? I tell you why it's lively, because my special co-host today, and I don't always do this, but today I have a co-host. I'm not just a guest. And my special co-host today is none other than Ada Adams. Ada Mumbai is a gifted healer and teacher and a speaker, and she's also an ordained minister. She was born in Kenya. And of course, raising up in a diverse community, and also, you know, migrating to the United States. Ada is also a pranic healer, and she's done so many amazing things. But what I wanted to have her on the show today to talk about is because she really gets to the heart of the matter. I love your soft-spokenness and your matter-of-factness, and just really thinking about a co-host that I would love to talk about this topic with. You definitely were one of the people that came to mind. So I just want to say welcome, Ada, to the Charmaine Show on Blog Talk Radio. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning. It's nice to be here. Thank you, Charmaine. Oh, I'm so grateful that you thought about me when you thought about doing this show. It's very exciting, and it's a wonderful time of year. So I'm looking forward to hear to talking about this.
Absolutely. And you know, Ada, we say it's a wonderful time of year. And the topic of today's show is, where do the lonely go at Christmas? About surviving loneliness when 'tis the season. And I was going to read a little bit about what I put up when I advertised the show, is 1 out of 5 adults will be spending the holiday feeling alone or being lonely. Some people miss their families, their loved ones during this time of year, or they even don't want to go out to parties and celebration. So tell me, Ada, what are your thoughts around being alone, feeling lonely, and how, what do you see around people or even share personally, how we can get disconnected from our loved ones and getting this feeling of, what am I going to do for Christmas?
Well, personally, I really think that the main cause of loneliness is lack of connection. Now, if you can, if every day you wake up and you decide, I'm going to make a heart-based connection to the next person, it doesn't matter. If it's just a hello, but you're really, truly speaking from your heart, then they can feel it and you can feel that. And that makes, that actually creates a relationship. So with families, families are family. We have quarrels every now and then. But with that coming up, I believe that it's time. When you have those kind of squabbles and sometimes it's hurtful, maybe stepping back and looking at your part in this, in the squabble, the part in why did you guys get upset with each other or whatever, then once you have that option, once you look at that, then you can step back in and look at the forgiveness aspect of it. Because once you are able to forgive one another, then you can bring them back into your family or back into your life, and you can move on. You can continue being friends or family, or, you know, have a better connection.
You know what? I really love that you brought that up. I feel like we're probably going to stay there for most of the show, and we could go for 10 more shows talking about connection and the value of connection. And also another key word that you brought up was forgiveness. And when we think about the season of, number one, giving, right? And celebrating families, regardless of what religious orientation a person may be or assume. The bottom line is, during this holiday season, everyone has this feeling of wanting to be with family. So if we take the religious aspect out of it, just to blanket everyone, we all want to spend some time with those that we love. So what I heard you say is that connection is something, is not something that you only look for at Christmas time. It is what you have done the entire year. How have you connected? What, like you said, squabbles, what have you, what are some of the things that you're still holding on to? What are the grudges that you still have, or the unresolved feelings or emotions? Because I feel like if we don't cleanse that, and I know you're going to jump onto that word because that's what you do as a coach, as a spiritual coach, and as a healer. So that is very critical. But myself as a relationship coach and a life coach, I preach from that aspect of connection. Maybe that's my center, and maybe that's why I am so strong about connections, connection with your family, connection with your friends, connection with your lovers, your loved ones, you know, whoever that is. So the emotional distance, you're saying, is more heightened during the holiday season. How can we bring about a greater awareness, knowing that it's traditionally it's going to happen? How can we, I mean, well, what do you think?
Well, I think, well, first you have to remember that community or the social media or just they've made holidays, they've changed the true meaning of holidays. They've made it, they've really commercialized it. And now when we take all that out, when you really strip everything out and you truly just see you yourself without all this glitz and glamour, then you can truly start finding out what to do. And personally, you talked about energy, and I believe that when you have a lot of energy, then when throughout the year you've been holding resentment, and I'm just going to go back to unforgiveness. When you've been holding resentment, and that energy of resentment goes into your energy centers and it blocks it. So no matter what you do, you're not able to truly be present and truly just be happy, even though you're by yourself or even when you're with others. Because sometimes you can be lonely in a crowd of people, you know. You could be in a whole group of everybody and you are so, you're not connected, you're lonely. And so sometimes so when we remove that negative energy, then you can truly be who you are and stand in your power, and you can actually be able to connect with another person, because at that time you're not holding on to grudges, you're not holding on to anger, resentment, and you're not having fear. Fear is another thing that really causes us not to have a lot of connection with people, and that's something else we can talk another day, but
oh my God, absolutely. You know, you said you know, you can be lonely and feel alone in a group of people, and that is so true. And I definitely, and, you know, talking about forgiveness and the whole season of joy, and, you know, even as Christians believe in the religious sector, is the, you know, the baby Jesus, or the significance of love and forgiveness, right? If we're going to go on a religious rant on that aspect. But let's just say, as you say, remove all of that. What is blocking your energy? And you're saying that it's not just Christmas time, the holidays. It's, what about the birthdays? What about the every single day? What's the decision that I am making? But one thing I wanted to say, though, is when you said feeling lonely, even in a crowd of people, and you could be married, single, you could have a partner, you could have children, you could have presents under the tree galore, you could have a new car pulled up in your driveway, jewelry dripping off of your neck and your fingers, and you can still feel lonely, alone, and depressed. And back to the social media that you referred to, I also believe that the effects of social media is good and it's bad. Mm-hmm. Let's maybe talk a little bit about how you feel like social media has impacted the statistic of younger people, especially millennials these days, feeling more depressed and more lonely at Christmas time or during this time of year.
Yeah, well, one, you have to remember that it's a comparison. You know, a friend of mine called Facebook fake book. Because you just put in the things that you want everyone to see, but that's not reality. Now, unfortunately, the newer, the younger people don't realize that. They don't realize, it's really, this is not what's happening. They just pick and choose the good things around their lives, and that's what they post. I love social media because it has brought up a lot of, you know, it's made us aware of so many things that we were not aware of before. But also you have to think about the young people. Now, I mean, not to name, you know, I'm not a big fan of children having social media just because it really causes them to have the comparison. They want to feel better than others, and so they're putting a front, and then later on they're depressed in their rooms and they feel really truly sad because, oh, I only got 3 likes, or I only got I was expecting to get 100 likes, but I only got, you know, just a few likes, and that really that really plays on their emotions. And then
even
again, without that's very true. Yeah, I know that. I know that feeling too. I find myself getting caught up in that. And I'm like, oh, I thought this would get more likes, but
imagine the younger ones. But you're right. The social media aspect of it is, you know, they may not know, because right now everything is advertised and it's all about, you know, the image, right? And there's nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with, like, I'm not going to post something with my bad side or whatever. I may. I mean, every once in a while, there's, like, no makeup in my crazy videos or whatever. Or, you know, I'm in my house, so I'm rolling a tape, or I'm in my room. It is real. It's really happening. It is my reality. But for the most part, we're going to look through the 12 selfies and pick the best angle and the best lighting. I mean, let's face it now. I mean, I have acne. I don't have a filter on my Samsung Android phone, so I have to make sure it's backed up to the right lighting. And for the most part, a lot of my photos are in the same spot unless it's in my car. But I know where the good light in. I know where the natural light in and where that light flows and, you know, whatever. But that is me. That's me unfiltered. I just took a photo with the right lighting, but I selected the best angle and the best whatever. But let's just say that's just a small example. But the social media piece, when it comes to people, not just the younger ones, people our age, it's good, like you said, because we're marketing, we're doing our business. A lot of people use the Instagram and the Facebook and the Twitters and the this and the that. And I know for me, mine is Facebook, and it's like my dear diary. I love it because when I go on there in the mornings and I'm having my coffee, especially during this time of year, I'm clicking on my memories. And I'm seeing so many things because it's during this time of year that I'm doing a lot more with the kids, a lot more with the family. My mom's in photographs, my siblings, and, you know, it's a family time of getting together. And I look at it and I'm like, wow. And that's before social media. I have thousands of photographs that I, you know, have developed. But the last 10 years, I could scroll back and, like, I can see, you know, how the kids are. It jars my memory and it makes me smile. But the other thing I want to say about the social media thing, though, it's not just the imagery, right? But it is the time that we spend, the time that kids spend, and they're disconnected from their families. their friends. They don't have conversations anymore. They're not going out to play. Even adults are, you know, there's Facebook dating. People are getting hooked up on Facebook or dating sites. I'm not just saying Facebook. It's all social media, long distance, this and that. And I'm a press the flesh person. I need to see you within 6 months. I do that with my friends. If three months pass and we haven't had a lunch or a get together, I'm on it. Yes. Forget 6 months. That's way too long. And that's those of us that live close by, you know.
Yeah.
I'm kind of a once a week kind of girl. If you know, when's my day off? When can we do brunch kind of stuff? So I think that's such an important part. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. With social media, you really, it's good. But I also, they have this new thing, I think it's the portal, where you can literally spend time with one another, even though, especially with those whose family are far away, then you can set it up and you can get a chance to have a conversation with them and just go through your day with them, you know, and they can see you because it's a two-way. And I like that aspect of that.
That's good.
But again, yeah, I think that's something positive that they have now. But the problem, we really need to just stop and just connect. Just take turn off
the emotional connection. You have to have that in the flesh. I love that media is awesome because it has brought us together with our families. It has brought us together with our friends. It has brought us together. A lot of people have gotten married on media, you know, whether it's dating sites or Facebook or whatever. It's really great for connecting, but are we depending on just cyber connection or are we really and truly connecting with our own selves, right?
Yes.
And having that emotional stability for ourselves and connecting with people truly. Like, is this a true friendship or is this a social friendship? Are we just cyber friends or are we bonafide from the heart? Like, I love you, you're my guy. I love you, you're my girl kind of thing. For real, for real.
Yeah.
That's what we're missing. Yeah. That's when you can't just call a social media acquaintance or friend, could be a really good friend too, up and say, hey, what are you doing? You want to fly into town? I'm feeling bad. Or can I come over? I'm feeling this. Or what are you doing for Thanksgiving? No, come on over. If you don't have that kind of relationship, you should have at least 10 of those. At least 10 people, whether family, friends, your kids, whatever, a minimum of 10 people that you know, if you call and say, I'm going through this, they'll get on a plane or they will get in their car or they will hey, talk to me, we need to meet up, or I'm coming over.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Yeah. And it's got to be that kind of like, I'll put it on a credit card because you're that important to me. Family or friends, we need to have a combination of that. I would do that for my kids, their friends, male friends, female friends that I would gladly jump on a plane for or get in my car for or whatever if there was a situation that they say, I really need you. Because those are important.
Yeah.
Those are critical words. And a lot of times we downplay that when someone says, I need you, like, I just want to talk to you. I want to talk this through. I want to help me understand this. I'm getting to a place where I'm feeling, you know, confused or whatever it is.
Yeah.
We need to have that. So I feel like that connection is such a vital piece. But, oh, my gosh, can you believe it? 10 minutes left for the show. I don't even think we started talking about anything yet. Well, hold on. Let me shut up for a minute. Go ahead. What do you want to talk about?
I was, you spoke about all that, and I kept thinking, what about the inner connection? What about the connection within yourself? You know, what do you do? Because you can be, you know, we could be out there socializing and doing that, but you have to go back inside, look inside yourself, have a deeper connection to whoever you, whether it's religion. I mean, this is Christmas and Thanksgiving and all that, but if you're a Christian, then go deep inside and find the Christ, or if you're Buddhist, do that, or if you're Muslim, you know, just find whatever religious,
it's all inside.
Whatever,
it's pretty much find yourself.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. find your spiritual connection. And the minute you have you find your spiritual connection, it does not matter. It doesn't matter whether wherever you are whole, because you are connected to the divine, you know, the divine God, whatever name you want to give that being, and you're still in within yourself. And then once you're there, you can go straight to your heart and just exude love. Just be love, or just be in gratitude. Be thankful that you have this life. You can look at your eyes and say, hey, look at that. I do have eyes. I can see. I can breathe. I have lungs. I am healthy. And even though you're not healthy at that point, well, guess what? Maybe you
there's
look
something
at something
about
else.
You that is.
I have great I have great hair. I have great lashes. You know, just look
at
something.
Oh, I say all of that every day. I say I have great hair. I got great brows. I have great boobs. I got a great butt. I got great everything every day. I'm so glad for my little fluffy self. I'll be taking selfies in the bathroom like nobody's business. Step aside, Kim K.
You have to find something that you can be grateful for. Straight to your family. I'm grateful I have family, and it doesn't matter if, you know, whatever other noises that could be happening around you, but just go back to basics. I've been blessed with this much. I've been blessed with a home. I'm in a warm place right now. I have light. You know, just look for something. I'm certain that we all have something we can be grateful for. Yeah, and when you come from a space of gratitude, then everything else melts away. Everything else just, you know, you're just happy. Or even though you might be lonely, you realize, you know what, I might be lonely, but it's not that bad. You know, somebody somewhere doesn't have XYZ. Someone somewhere may be in hospital in bed, or someone could be, you know, don't have food, you know, or they're blind and they cannot, and they're suffering, or you know, anything, you know. So gratitude.
Yeah, because like you said, there's an ebb and flow of loneliness, but it's when it's persistent, and and when it heightens, especially during special times of the year, or you know, when I feel like when people get to the point of I can't be bothered, or I don't want to do this, or I don't celebrate this or that, or, you know, or do you celebrate life? It doesn't have to be a special anything. It's what is, like you said, what is your spiritual practice every day? What is that connection to yourself? You can call it anything you want religiously, but the bottom line, like you said, is connection to myself. So basically this goes back, and let's try to tie in the title of this, where do the lonely go at Christmas? Basically we're saying go back right into yourself, and then do that work to interconnect, right? And then to connect with others, and then be grateful and give. We're given stuff so that we can give, right? And when I think about stuff, I don't think about the material things. I'm just thinking about what, you know, like you said, the health and just yourself, your presence. You know, the sharing, I sat at lunch with a lady the other day, just briefly, and it was just, what are you going to be doing for the holidays? And she says, nothing, I'm going to be by myself, I'm really lonely. And so we got into talking about a lot of different things, but I thought the gift, and she's like, well, we should do this more often. I just was just smiling, just wanted to, let's schedule another get together. And in that moment, I just thought, my gift is giving of myself, just being here, being present. Yes. And the light that it gave to her, that's enough. Like, we are enough. I just want to say this. I'm going to let you take it away for the next few minutes. But I just wanted to say that in order to attract love, we have to be love. And this is the time of year where it's all about love, gratitude, forgiveness, all those virtues that we probably spend the entire year not even thinking so much about, except during this time of the year, these two, 8 weeks of the holiday season. So having that warm place, like my son said last night, he's like, Mom, I just go to my warm place. And we, as adults, I'm like, I'm thinking, how does he know warm place? I'm like, oh, my gosh, yeah, he's talking about our happy places. And he just came up with that. And his warm place, you know, the first thing he said, unscripted, mm-hmm. like nothing, just laid across my bed. And we were kind of like talking this like we were doing a talk show. And he was like, my warm place, first I can think about are my friends. The four of us, myself included. So he understood the importance mm-hmm. of connection. And your first yeah. warm, happy place, if it's not yeah. a person, then you have mm-hmm. to check yourself again. What are you holding on to? Do you
yeah.
understand?
Yeah.
So yeah. tell us, maybe share with us some of the warm places as we're lighting the fire and all that in this holiday season. What are some of the warm places you feel like people should maybe consider or think about?
Well, for me, personally, my warm place is my family. When I'm with them, my kids, it really warms my heart. I feel really yep. happy and just being with them. And it could be doing something really silly, just anything.
Yep.
It doesn't matter whatever it is. It just makes me happy. And spending time with friends like you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I have such great memories of you, of just being yes. with you, being
and
in
I
your
have the
presence.
Pictures to prove them.
Oh, yes. Yeah, because being in that presence with other people, that human connection is so important.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people don't have human connections, which is fine if you have a pet.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
your dog or a cat, that's your family. But just being with them,
right.
I had a conversation with a friend of mine yesterday, and she told me how last year she spent Thanksgiving by herself, and she was alone, but she was not lonely.
Right.
She had her
That's
yeah. Yeah, and she enjoys being alone. She had her pets with her. She has her dog and her kitty
mm-hmm.
and her cat, and she was just happy. She was happy. The whole point is
she's just something happy every day, every other day.
Happy. Yes.
Right.
Yes. So even with this holiday season coming, if you can just find a few minutes to just look for something that makes you happy, it could be even walking down
right.
the street and. Or
mm-hmm.
even watching the lights, or
yeah.
someone else also commented, they like going out to watch other people doing all this
yeah.
shopping and the rush and everything, because for them, they're already at their happy place. They're happy by themselves.
Right.
They're not lonely. And they're just watching.
Exactly.
And it's like watching a movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's like watching a movie and seeing everybody doing
mm-hmm.
what they're doing. And it's still exciting because everyone has that excitement.
Yesterday I was dropping Jacob and one of his friends to the mall. They just decided they're going to surprise a friend. Jacob pulled it together. He's Mr. Organizer. I don't know where he got that from. In no time, just get a group of people together. And so,
I know where he got that from.
I know, right? So I was like,
yeah.
wow, oh my gosh, I need to go to the mall. I don't go to the mall. I don't like shopping, nothing like that, right?
Yeah.
It's not my thing. I don't dress up and say I'm going shopping. I'm not that girl.
Mm-hmm.
And so by
yeah.
Christmas time, I will take that special trip and park and just go in the mall, get a Starbucks or a coffee, go to the little sweet
yeah.
shop and get my little sweet samples because I want to see the lights. And then we'll go driving
yeah.
to Lake Lanier and watch lights, and we'll drive the neighborhood
yeah.
and see how houses are decorated. Just all of
yeah.
just whatever makes you happy, right? Your
yes.
happy, warm state. So,
yeah.
oh my gosh, I cannot believe this, Ada.
Oh,
can you believe it? 90 seconds.
Oh, goodness.
We're going to have to wrap this up.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm thinking we're going to have a part two of this show before we get back on. But I just want to say, first of all, thank you for being part of the Charmaine Show on Blog Talk Radio. You have been listening to Charmaine and Ada on the Charmaine Show on Blog Talk Radio. Today, our discussion was so lively. We couldn't get a word in, but we got enough in. Where do the lonely go at Christmas? And the bottom line is, we thought we were going to have a whole list of tips and ideas and things like that, but all it boiled down to was connect with your sacred space and give. And that's the bottom line, whatever it is that you do this holiday. So, Ada, I just want to thank you so much for being a part of the Charmaine Show on Blog Talk Radio. I am looking forward to sharing this link. Ada is a healer, a spiritual coach, She does pranic healing and Reiki and goal setting and really getting everything out of your way to get ready for 2020. So I'm looking forward to having you back on the show. Hopefully we can have some more discussion around this, but also for our goal setting show as my special guest. Thank you so much for being part of the Charmaine Show on Blog Talk Radio. This is Charmaine. Thank you, Ada.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is my wrap-up music. And so how was it?
Oh, I love it. I loved every moment of it.
I really enjoyed. I know, but I really enjoyed talking.